The Lord be with you. We think we have to be perfect for our family, but Jesus gives us family that is perfect for us. And to explain what I mean by that, I want to talk to you about the Disney movie Encanto. Encanto is about the family Madrigal, and the family Madrigal is composed of people, each of whom have a special gift, a magical power. There's Luisa, one sister who is super strong, and there's Isabella, a sister who can make beautiful flowers bloom. There's also Bruno, who can see the future. And all these family members are watched over by Abuela, the grandma. And Abuela watches over the family and holds them together and protects the magic of the house. She protects the magic of the house, not just for their family, but for the sake of the wider community, for the sake of the town, which depends on them and their magic. Because you see, everyone in the family uses their magic to help the people of the town. Everyone, that is, except for Mirabel. Because Mirabel doesn't have any magic. Now, she tries to help however she can, but often she just finds herself getting in the way of her more talented siblings, and at a couple points, some of her family members literally say that she could be most helpful by just being gone. Now, while all her other family members are off showing how special and magical they are, off being helpful to the community, Maribel sees something that the rest of them don't. Maribel sees that in this house of magic, there are cracks in the walls and the foundations. She sees that there is something wrong with the family's magic. Now, today in the gospel reading, Jesus says that there are things that are covered up, that there are secrets that are whispered in the dark. And that's exactly what Maribel finds in her family. You see, what she finds out is that her sister, Luisa, seems so strong, but secretly she feels this crushing weight of expectation. She feels like her worth is only if she can be of service. And so she feels this constant drip, drip, drip of pressure that doesn't stop until she's ready to pop. And her other sister, Isabella, well, sure, she can make miles of roses while she practices perfect poses, but she is being suffocated. And she wants to know if she could make something that is honest, not just pretty, but true. And then Mirabel learns about her uncle Bruno, the one who can see the future. But here's the thing, even though Bruno could see the future, most of his family didn't like the future that Bruno saw. For instance, Bruno told his sister that she was gonna have rain on her wedding day, but that sister's power is being able to change the weather based on her emotions. And so as soon as Bruno told her there was gonna be rain on her wedding day, all she could think about is how it was gonna rain. And sure enough, on her wedding day, there was a massive storm. Bruno told someone their goldfish was gonna die, and the next day, their goldfish died. Bruno told the priest that he was gonna lose his hair, and sure enough, the priest went bald. And Bruno started to realize that maybe his gift wasn't helping his family, maybe it was hurting his family, and he didn't wanna hurt his family. And so what Bruno does is he leaves, but he doesn't really leave. He hides in the walls of the house so that he can still see his family, but they don't see him. They don't have to be troubled by the future that he sees. And the rest of the family comes to an agreement. The agreement is that we don't talk about Bruno. In fact, that becomes the most famous song of the whole movie. We don't talk about Bruno, and our band has been kind enough to prepare us a rendition, yes? All right. So they'll sing it once and then you join in.
We don't talk about Bruno. No, no, no. We don't talk about Bruno. we don't talk about Bruno, no, 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 no. We don't talk about Bruno. We don't talk about Bruno, no, 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 no. We don't talk about Bruno.
All right, a round of applause for everyone. Yeah. In every family, there are things that are hard to talk about, and sometimes it seems easier just not to talk about them and to pretend that they don't exist. In Romans, we heard today Paul say that we are enslaved to sin. And sometimes we think that sin is some evil thing that we do. But sin is simply being so focused on ourselves that we can't properly love other people. And what Mirabel discovers is that her family is so focused on whether or not they are perfect for the sake of their family, that they're not really loving their family. They're so busy hiding all the things that they're afraid of that they can't be honest with each other. And what that means is they end up being enslaved to this image of perfection that they feel they have to live up to. Jesus says that everything that is covered will be uncovered, and that the secrets will be told, that what is whispered in the dark will be told in the light and shouted from the rooftops. And so when Mirabel discovers that her sisters have these insecurities and these weaknesses that Bruno is really hiding in the walls, what she does is shout it from the rooftops. She goes and she tells her whole family, did you know that Luisa feels weak and Isabella doesn't want to be perfect anymore? She tells it in front of the whole town, even in the midst of a marriage proposal. All these secrets come pouring out. And her family responds with real frustration and anger, shocking that people don't like all their secrets being shouted out publicly. The abuela goes so far as to try to stop Mirabel altogether. Abuela says, Mirabel, there are cracks in this house because of you. Bruno left because of you. Your sisters are weak and out of control because of you. But Mirabella responds, no, abuela, you are to blame. Luisa, in your eyes, will never be strong enough. Isabella, in your eyes, will never be perfect enough. Bruno will never be good enough for you, abuela. The house is breaking because of you. Jesus tells us today that because of him, a man will rise up against his father, and daughter against mother, and daughter-in-law against mother-in-law, that our foes will be members of our own household. And when we hear things like that, it's easy to say, well, anytime I'm having a fight with my family, it's because I'm on Jesus' side and the rest of my family can't handle the truth of Jesus. Therefore, if everyone's mad at me, I'm right. And that is certainly what both Abuela and Mirabel think as they yell at each other. You see, when Jesus warns his disciples that they're going to have conflict with their families, he warns them this after he has just sent them to the surrounding villages to proclaim that the kingdom of heaven has come near, and then to heal the sick, to raise the dead, and to cast out demons. And what Abuela is saying to Mirabel is, it is the magic of this family that allows us to do those things. It's our magic that literally allows us to heal the people of this town, to make sure they are fed and to protect them. Our family needs to be united and strong so we can do the work that we are called to do. And she says, you have to stop so that we can save the family. But Mirabel's response is, where do you think the sick and the dying and the possessed are, abuela? They're here in our own house. They're in our family. We need to be honest about that so we can heal ourselves before we can help other people. You need to stop, Abuela, so that we can save the family. Jesus warns that if we seek to find our life, we will lose it. And sure enough, as Mirabel and her abuela yell at each other, each accusing the other of being the problem, each insistent that they are the one who's going to save the family, the foundation in the house begins to crack even further, and the walls shatter, and everything comes crumbling down. We think that to love our family is to make sure that our family is strong and perfect. And so sometimes we think what that means is we have to be perfect for our family and pretend that there's nothing wrong. Or sometimes we go the opposite way, which is we go around and we tell everyone what's wrong with them and how they need to shape up. We try to shame them into fixing what's wrong so that our family can be perfect. But friends, if we insist on a perfect family, we aren't loving our family. We are loving an illusion. An image, a false idol, something that doesn't really exist. And if that's what we love, we will lose our family. When Mirabel and her abuela are just sitting in the dust, her abuela tells Mirabel how their family came to have magic in the first place. Many years before, far before Mirabel was born, the family was running away from bad people who were trying to hurt them. But those bad people were catching up to the family, and so the father of the family stayed behind to give the rest of the family time to run away. The family gave his life so that his family might live. And from that act of love, the family received this gift of magic. And as Abuela tells this, she says to Mirabel, "We were given a miracle, a second chance, and I was so afraid to lose it that I lost sight of who it was for." And then she says to Mirabel, "We are broken because of me." When Jesus sends his disciples out into the villages, he doesn't send his disciples out into the villages to tell them, "You have in your village someone who is sick, someone who is dead, someone who is possessed. Bring them out." What Jesus sends his disciples to those villages to do is to say to them, "The kingdom of heaven has come near to this village in which everybody knows there is someone who is sick, there is someone who has died. There is someone who is possessed, and yet the kingdom of heaven is here anyway." Because when we receive a promise of grace, a promise of love, that is what gives us the courage to bring forth our brokenness into the light in order to be healed. When Abuela confesses this, and takes responsibility for all the harm that she has done to her family, when she lays the blame for everything that is wrong on herself, Mirabel responds to her confession of sin with love. Mirabel says, "Abuela, we are saved because of you. We have a miracle because of you. We are a family because of you. And there is nothing broken that we can't fix together." And together with the whole family, they begin to fix their house, not with magic, but with love. Friends, the things that are whispered to us by Jesus in the dark are not other people's sins, not other people's weakness or brokenness. If you are hearing those things whispered to you, those things are being whispered to you by the evil one. What Jesus whispers to you in the dark of night is that are not two sparrows sold for a penny? And yet not one of them falls to the earth apart from our Father in heaven. And you are of more value than many sparrows, and your heavenly Father counts every single hair on your head. Jesus is whispering to us, you don't have to hide your weakness. You don't have to hide what's broken or what's wrong, because you have a Father who knows it already and already says to you, you are my beloved child. What we are called to proclaim in the light and from the rooftops is that we know that we are broken, but it is okay, because in the eyes of our Heavenly Father, we are also beautiful. We don't have to be perfect for our family, because we have a Father whose love is perfect enough for all of us. Friends, if we try to love our family before the truth that is Jesus, the truth that all of us are both broken and beautiful, we will end up losing our family. But if we love our family through the truth of Jesus, that each one of us is broken and beautiful, it may be hard, it may be messy, but we will find the truth of our family. In baptism, we are called to die to our old way of being, to be united with Christ and alive to God, who gives us a family in which we don't have to pretend to be perfect, but instead in which we can bring forth our brokenness to be healed by the love that we share together, because in this family we have a Father who counts every hair on our head, who knows every part of our life and still calls us beloved children of God. And so this Father's Day, I invite you, rather than trying to be perfect for your family, take time today to tell each member of your family why they are perfect. Not because they don't have any problems, but because God gave them to you. Amen.